Jordan, thank you for joining us on Tomorrow's Not Today podcast. I really appreciate you coming. As we just heard, very successful business owner in your own right and a founder of a company. I want to start off with a couple of very quick points for people to take away straight away. What has been something that you've done personally, mentally, physically, whatever, that's made a massive difference to you and or your business?
So, thanks for having me on the show, Kingsley. Excited to be able to chime in virtually and have this discussion with you. And look, one of the biggest things that I implemented a little bit less than 12 months ago is what I call CEO ride-along days. So they're here at Gen Physio, we're a mobile allied health service. So we've got team members around 90 to 100 clinicians, so physios, speech pathologists, podiatrists, exercise physiologists, and other disciplines on the road each and every day working with people in the community. So we do have a head office here on the Gold Coast, but we've got team members all throughout Southeast Queensland, Melbourne, and Sydney. And something that I've implemented is the CEO ride-along days. And that's just been fantastic. Being able to jump on the road with our team members and get to see what it's like and what they experience on a day-to-day with their clients and the reactions that their clients have, and to get to see the benefit from each of their sessions that they have. That's just been phenomenal. And that's just helped me stay super engaged to and passionate about what we're doing here, because we are a healthcare business and I'm a physiotherapist myself. And regardless if it's my own discipline or others that we provide, it's just fantastic that we can I can see and jump on the road with the team member and see what it's like in a day for them. So that's something that's just been phenomenal. And I pick team members out at random. Sometimes it's planned. If they've done something that's they've stepped up and gone over and above, and I get some great feedback, normally I want to jump out on the road and deliver to that positive feedback to them personally. But that's just been something that I've recently initiated, and it's been fantastic.
So that going out and doing that, because that's a big lot of time out of your day, you know, 90 to 100 people on the road, that is a lot of professionals visiting a lot of clients every day. So that takes a lot out of you. What have you known how that's done, or what's that done for you and for your team members, the fact that you would actually go and do that and spend the day with them and being nitty gritty with them rather than just sitting in an office somewhere?
Oh, it's been huge, and it's been largely subjective, but I've definitely gotten a lot of positive feedback. And sometimes after my days out on the road with our team members, I get some messages saying, you know, thank you so much for jumping on the road with me. It was great to have you. It's great to get to know you. And also it's great to have you see what my clients are like and what my day's like. And just seeing, you know, hearing that positive feedback is great. But other team members who I've jumped on the road that have given positive feedback about stepping up over and above, they've, you know, continued to do that afterwards. And recently, one of them just received a promotion up to a clinical supervisory role. So it's just great to be around it, be around the team, you know, being in the office, working with our great support office team each and every day. That is fantastic, and it's so important to keep the business turning over each day. But it's also, which is really the engine room, but going out into the front line and getting in amongst our clinicians has just been super positive. Our clinicians, I've only got good feedback so far, and I think they really enjoy sharing what a day is like for them within Gen Physio. So positive feedback so far, which is great.
And that's got to be great for them, especially, you know, that you'd want to do that. So obviously you're a very hands-on type of person, which is very clear, very obvious. Can you take us back a little bit now and tell us the story of how you started your business? Because I think it's quite fascinating. And I believe it would be quite inspirational for other people as well, whatever stage of their journey they're on, that can actually help them as well.
Yeah, look, I definitely like to be hands-on, and sometimes to the detriment. getting in other team members' ways. I've got to learn to be able to step back and observe and be on a support basis as well. Definitely love to be hands-on and want to be, you know, in the action where possible, but also learning very much so that I've got a fantastic team who really phenomenal at what they do within their own roles, and I'm referring to not only our clinicians but our support office team members as well, that, you know, always wanting to be around but also knowing and still working on this, being not to get in too deep as well, but know that I'm there for support wherever needed. So that's super crucial to how I operate. You know, it's being connected to the business. You know, going from a physiotherapist with a massage table and a bottle of oil and some clinical exercise equipment and heading out on the road and seeing, you know, 30, 40, 50 clients a week to managing and overseeing a leadership team, an executive leadership team, and a divisional or manager leadership team, and overseeing our clinical operations and team members out on the road. It's obviously grown so much since then, and making sure that, you know, I can continue to keep that connection, which is important to me, but I'm sure it's also our team can see a lot of value in that. And one of our values is actually team, and being around the team, being supportive of the team where possible, and knowing that, you know, we're all here to support each other. But certainly, Kingsley, I've got to make sure that being hands-on is fantastic, but then also learning to let go as well and trusting in your team is super important.
You've mentioned one particular word there quite a lot, which stands out to me in a big one, and that word is support. So the perception I get is you're not there to be a leader as such, as far as you're up here and everyone else is doing their job. You're there to help support your team in what you're doing. As a CEO of a company with the different layers that you just mentioned, how do you think that affects their mindset, their productivity, their enjoyment of the work, etc.?
Look, I have a bit of a vision, and I support the upside down organizational chart. So essentially, if you've got your typical, you know, hierarchical organizational chart with the senior leader, the founder, the CEO sitting at the top, and then your other leadership team, and then you go into your frontline and your customers at the bottom. What I like to do is actually turn that upside down. So you don't have your customers and clients essentially up the top. You know, they're number one. Without them, you wouldn't have a business. But then also your frontline team members. So your team members that are on the ground working with your clients and every day, directly, they're your number two priority. And if not, they're your number one, because they're the ones supporting your customers and your clients each and every day. And then you've got your management line, and they're there to support our frontline leaders, making sure that they have the right tools and resources to do a great job each and every day. And then you've got, you know, the executive leadership team and myself. We're here to support our management leadership team and making sure that they feel supported and guided and got direction, so that they can actually move with purpose and support their frontline team members as well. So that's something that I certainly wholly believe in, and something that I talk about at Gen Physio, and it's really, really important. And it's not a top-down approach. It's that bottom-up approach. And we're here to support our team members to be the best that they can be, regardless of whatever role they're in. And that's really important.
Now, being a CEO of a company like that, you would obviously mix in different circles with other, you know, I guess, managers, CEOs, and that sort of thing. Have you noticed when you look at how other people operate their business, and then you look at the team there compared to what you're doing, that the stress levels and the motivation and things, is there a difference there that you've noticed at all?
It's hard to say, because I every month I'm meeting with multiple different business owners. I'm at network events from here and there throughout, you know, the quarter, and it's everyone, you know, really runs their businesses differently. And it all comes down to the, you know, the the founders and the size of the business as well, and what their real intentions are for the business. You know, we're a people-based business, and I think that whether you're delivering a professional service like we are or selling a product, you know, you need people. And so really everyone's people-based business, but certainly with us, you know, we need our people to go forward. And I haven't come across, I guess, anything completely different or something that stands out in how others run their businesses. I feel like everyone runs them in their own unique way. And I feel like a lot of business owners, you know, with the best intentions, and including myself, we want it to run it the best we can. But at times it gets very challenging. And sometimes, you know, you go, oh, I should have done that better. Or I probably shouldn't have said that. And we're always learning and adapting. And it's a forever cycle. And I'm certainly nowhere near getting it perfect. But each and every day, you know, is a learning experience for me. And some days are harder than others. But it's about, you know, how can we continue to improve and take feedback and be better.
So what do you do in that way? Like you said, sometimes, you know, you make mistakes and things go wrong or whatever, as happens to all of us on a regular basis. Some of us may be a bit more regular. But when that happens, what do you do to sort of, I guess, overcome the mental strain that you go through and the stress that that puts on you? Is there something you do particularly, whether it's a physical thing or a mental thing, or do you go somewhere, or what do you do personally to help that?
Being a business owner can be very stressful, and there's always ebbs and flows. I feel like if you're going to look at growing your business, no matter how fast, you're going to run into challenges. And even if you're keeping it stable, you know, there's always challenges at some point. It's so important to, wherever possible, look at ways to implement, to reduce your stress. I've got a few things that I do, and I find that's very helpful. End of the day, you know, the stresses and challenges can still come, but being best prepared now is so key. So one thing for me is routine and sense of control. You know, I don't think I'm a control freak. Everyone likes a little bit of control and feeling of control, but certainly for me, that sense of control is really positive. And when a lot of movement is happening within the business, you know, what can I control in my personal life? And for me, that's a routine of sleep and exercise. It's just so key. So setting up my Apple iPhone, which I really want to target 8 hours a night, and having the same sleep times each night, you know, 9:30 to 5:30 in the morning, and getting to the gym every morning by 6:15 or Monday to Friday, and being physically active on the weekends, having some sense of routine around my sleep and training has just been very, very vital. And also making sure that I spend the time with my family. I've got a lovely wife and identical twin boys, 18 months old. And that's certainly a big part of my personal life, and being around my family and routine, coming home, you know, no later than 5:30. And if I am, I'll call ahead, but I'm usually home around that 5 o'clock mark each night, and being there for the boys before their bath times, you know, dinner, then putting them into bed, having that routine as well and being part of that process is just really, really important for keeping me occupied as well where possible. But then also it's a bit of a de-stress for myself, working on my own physical health and sleep, and being part, you know, being around my family.
I think that's incredible that you do that. I really take my hat off to you for that. I think it's amazing. And obviously to do that means you've got to be incredibly structured or organized somewhere to be able to put things into place that way. What other things, I mean, you covered some great stuff personally. What other things do you do business-wise, I get, to make sure that you can actually put those really important priority things in place?
I live by my calendar. I think having everything on the calendar, business and personal, is just key. I mean, if it's not in the calendar, it doesn't get done. And I live by my calendar. And I know to some of my friends discussed, you know, they want to catch up. I go, great, send me a Cal invite for Saturday morning for a coffee and a walk along the beach or something like that. And they're kind of like, oh, okay, you know, and if you send it, I'll be there. And it helps me keep myself accountable. You know, accountable is one of our other values at Gen Physio. And I want to be accountable to meeting times, for example, and so for a professional sense, is everything's in the calendar. If there's meetings, if there's a project or task that I need to work on, blocking it out in the calendar and spending that time actually working on it, making sure that others can't schedule in meetings or in that time. So being quite forward planning and protective of my calendar, I think, is just so key. And something that I picked up as a physio, living by my diary and looking at each day and seeing where all my clients were and what regions, and being able to travel, and one was in a pool and I had to bring my hydrotherapy sort of equipment and swimmers, and being prepared. And if you leave the house and you forget it, well, you're in big trouble, because you're going to need it when you get to that consult in the afternoon. So it's being prepared, you know, each and every morning. So I would get up at, you know, the same time each morning, have my coffee, sit by the computer for 10 minutes while I have my coffee, check a couple of things, might be emails, reports, and look at my Cal and just make sure that I'm aware of where I need to be at for the day, and then making sure that I stick to that as well. So keeping that structure makes me keep to other people's timelines, or making sure that I'm there for them and meet the schedules and deadlines that need to be met, and events that I need to go to. Everything's in the Cal, and I feel like that's something that's crucial to how I operate.
No, that's amazing. So you're obviously very organized, very structured, and that's what means so that you've got that family time in the afternoon that's blocked out. That's it. That's done. That's what happens.
Yep. Correct. Yep. Absolutely. You got to block it all out, and it might sound a bit corny, but you know, blocking out your gym times, blocking out your catching up with friends, whatever it might be, fill out your diary. And I all use it in our work diary. So it's all, you know, whether personal or business related, it's all there and it's in front of me. So even, for example, if I'm looking at booking a trip, or I've got something planned with my wife and Ace and Zane, my two boys, is I'll put it in the calendar and send it to my wife, and she'll go, accept, that sounds good. And I'll go, hey, let's do a day at the beach and grab some lunch on the hill afterwards. And I would schedule that in and send it her way. And she'll go, she'll either go, maybe let's talk about it tonight, or that sounds great, or no, I've got something else on. So we use shared calendars, and it works really well.
Interesting. No, that's great. Now, along those lines, obviously running a team like you do, you need to keep them as well, because I know from chats we've had in the past, culture is a major, major thing for you. And I can see, basically talking to you here, that you've created your own personal culture as such. How do you implement that through a company with that many people and that many different layers, so that's a culture where they've got the same thoughts, feelings, wanting to support / serve people in what they do every day?
Yeah, look, I mean, again, that's one of the hardest, objectives in business, is to having that fantastic culture. And it's not just putting a ping pong table in the staff, you know, kitchen or backspace, you know, at the back of the office. Whilst that helps, certainly not with us, whereas, you know, 85% of our team members are on the road and don't come into the office. So it's certainly a challenge each and every day, and we're still working on that. Something that we implemented this year is an annual theme, and the annual theme is team this year. So each month, we have a bit of a sub theme around our team theme that we assign to different teams within the community, or it could even be the support office team. And they would actually talk about, say, for example, empowering our community is the theme for this month for our Melbourne Allied Health team. And it could be talking about some great impacts that they've had with their clients within their community, and how they've essentially maybe suggested a client to access a social group, and giving them the ability and the strength and the confidence to be able to get to the social group and engage in with people like-minded like them, or it's what are we doing to positively impact the community. So we have different things, and we assign them to different teams, and they would actually send content back to marketing on, this is what we've done, here's a photo with my client. They'll do little videos for themselves. They might meet together and have a workshop where they, last month it was building a brighter future and what that means for them, and cutting out words in magazines and putting it onto a board, a vision board, and having a bit of fun with that. So that's something that we're trialing this year. Then, and look, so far so good. It looks, that's been a big thing for us, is, you know, what's a theme that we can, I guess, push to, I guess, work within a team, getting to know your colleagues, but then also what's the positive effects that we do as clinicians or support office team members, how we engage with clients, what are we positively doing each day to impact their lives, and how can we talk about it and share that amongst the team. So work in progress, but we're certainly underway with our team themes, and that's been so far quite effective. So it's just one of the things that we do, Gen Physio, to improve our workplace culture.
It sounds like, to me, from what I gather out of that, is you're creating leaders within their own teams themselves. So they're creating their own, culture, but it's almost giving them permission to go, you create this, and people will be leaders, people will join in, and everyone's creating what they're wanting to do to make it a fun workplace, whether they're not in a workplace as such, quite often like your team aren't, but they actually, they're creating this whole thing for themselves in a sense, what they want, what they enjoy, what's going on in their workday. Was that an intentional thing, or is that just...
I think it's just a byproduct of us looking at ways we can run initiatives to keeping our team excited, engaged, and really get them thinking about, this is what I actually do each day. And it might be answering a phone and booking a new client in who's got severe chronic low back pain and really needs a physio to come to their home because they have difficulty getting in the car and leaving the house, and just being able to book that client in a physio that, you know, as soon as possible, and getting having a service like Gen Physio coming in and helping that client. Even if you're on the phone doing the booking and taking all the information, you may not be the one out there actually delivering the service yourself, but whatever role you have within the business, even if processing accounts and invoices, and that's very hard. I'm sure even our accounts team go, well, how am I positively impacting our clients when I'm asking them for money? But at the end of the day, you know, every role has a purpose, and that helps us, you know, go around in circles. Well, those invoices helps us get money in that essentially funds and pays for our service delivery out in the community, which positively impacts our clients. And it's kind of a big circle of life and how we operate at Gen Physio. So, it's a byproduct of our initiatives. We'll essentially have our team members more engaged and really think about what they do, regardless of what it is that helps people.
Yeah, that's awesome. And one of the things I've noticed there that you've said today is you've started two new things in the last 12 months that are not little things, they're actually quite major things. So that makes me think you're obviously always learning, growing. What are you doing? What podcasts, or who do you listen to? What books are you reading? What's made an impact on you?
Well, I have a Audible subscription. So each month I'm getting a credit, and sometimes it builds up and I haven't caught up on my books. But at the moment I'm predominantly reading or listening to business books, and it could be from all different authors. I think a great author, Jim Collins, Good to Great or Why the Mighty Fall. I feel like it's not only just motivational, but it's backed with facts and things you could implement for your business or good understandings of things not to do. So I mean, I don't do I do more audio books because I can take my boys for a walk. I get the twin pram going. I've got my little Moodle on the side with me, Judo, and I can pop my AirPods in, and while the boys are sleeping, while I'm walking, I can listen to an audiobook. When I'm in the car, I'm always, you know, where possible, looking to listen in. But no real authors stand out to mind. I would say Jim Collins would probably be the biggest, but even Robert Kiyosaki, Michael E. Gerber from The E-Myth. I feel like The E-Myth has just been fantastic on how to build a turnkey business and having the right functions and systems and processes to from all the way at the top down to the bottom and delivering that service and how you can create that efficient circle like McDonald's has created. I mean, that's certainly a challenge in itself. But yeah, I would say listening to audiobooks quite frequently, what's the latest and greatest book. And sometimes, and I've only just done this recently, but actually going to autobiographies and maybe steering away from hardcore business books and actually giving my mind a bit of a break and downtime, but reading successful about successful athletes and what they've achieved, and doesn't necessarily have to be business related, but a bit of an inspirational and also just seeing what others' hardships that others go through and how they overcome them.
I'm very similar when it comes to audiobooks and things. I love audiobooks. I'm not a big reader. I just don't find it easy. But yeah, audiobooks, because you put them in, you can be doing, there's so many things that we can do every day that we're just not doing anything. We can be listening and learning as we go along. Yeah, I'm right there with you with that one. Now, personally and business-wise, where are you heading over the next few years? Have you got big plans for your business? Have you, you know, obviously you're experimenting with different things to make the business different. Are you wanting to go further around Australia? Just a couple of little, obviously, you know, you've got certain things you probably want to keep to yourself, but you've probably got a bit of vision there as well, no doubt. Otherwise, you wouldn't have got here.
Sure. Well, look, at the moment, and certainly in the next 3 years, is really actually sticking to where we are now. So Southeast Queensland, Melbourne and Sydney, and really looking to deliver the best allied health services we can, get, you know, great NPS scores from our clients, looking at expanding where possible, but within those regions, staying within higher density sort of metropolitan areas. That's where we seem to thrive and do well, you know, around the universities, around where our clinicians want to live, around where our clients are, you know, in those big sort of suburban city areas, really sticking to where we are geographically and looking to grow upon our teams where we are now, and really continuing to hone in on what we do. And always, you know, at the moment we're looking at a big software upgrade and, you know, looking at improving our current bookings and client management system and taking it to something that's a lot more sophisticated and it can be more efficient and easier to use for our clinical team members, but also our support office team members. So at the moment it's kind of in reinvesting into efficiencies and service delivery improvements and sticking to where we are with our current geographies.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of...
And see if we can impact.
Yeah, a lot of strength and depth in the company by the sounds of things. Okay, awesome.
That's what we want to build on for sure, yeah.
And obviously that's building the team as you've mentioned a few times about how you're building the team, supporting them. Now, personally, with your own personal growth, and I know you've covered a whole lot, there may not be anything else there to cover, but is there anything else that you're looking at, whether it's obviously got your sleep, you got your routines, you got exercise, everything like that happening really well by the sounds of things. Is there anything else you can think that may be helpful for people or things you want to say, hey, this is something that could possibly help no matter where you are, that's worked for you or things that you're about to implement, all that sort of thing?
When there were some real challenging times throughout the business, and also, you know, having 18-month-year-old, you know, 18-month-year-old twin boys, it's just been a hectic last 18 months. And for a few months when things were getting quite challenging, there were a few moving parts, and then coming home to the boys who weren't sleeping well and things were getting really hard. One thing that I've tried that I found really successful is daily gratitudes. And my wife got on this as well, and we sort of pushed each other, and it's fallen off a little bit. But if we feel like we need to bring it back, we'll bring it back. But this is something that we recently trialed and I found was great. You know, at the end of the day, going onto the phone, creating a notes folder and listing the date and basically writing the top three gratitudes of the day. And it could be being thankful for such amazing weather, being able to be on this podcast with you, Kingsley, and share some tips and tricks about managing a business as well as a busy family life. But sharing gratitudes, that's something that I tried recently and I found quite beneficial. And while currently not doing it, it's something that we can bring back. And you really having your partner support you on that as well and holding you account. Have you done your gratitudes? No, I haven't. Okay, I've got to go in and do it. And it could be, it's something simple or in depth, but I feel like that's been quite beneficial for me managing a busy day-to-day life and general stresses that are and things that are going on around you, is having those daily gratitudes, sticking to the routine. That's something certainly I do often, and finding a hobby that might be outside of work and outside your family life. I mean, you need to have that downtime, and for me, I've taken up actually recently boxing, and just doing once a week, going to a half an hour sort of boxing one-on-one session, not actually in the ring, knocking their heads off, but certainly just technique, working the bat and just testing my physical body a little bit, and also golf as well. Probably boxing and golf at the moment on top of gym each day is just it's just been fantastic. So something physical, but golf is just a great game because you can go out with your friends, you're out for 4 or 5 hours, you can grab lunch after, have a drink, get some sun in great, you know, you're out in the great open outdoors, and for the mental health aspect of there and that friendship and also as a sport and challenging yourself, I feel like having those outside hobbies is so crucial, as well as, you know, having that routine with your family and work life. For me, that's been, you know, really beneficial to how I operate on a weekly basis.
Now, that's awesome. As a company called Tomorrow Is Not Today, it's all about creating your ultimate tomorrow, of course, which is not utopia, but it's the life that you want to live and where you want to go. And our tagline, create the life you want. I was going to ask you questions around that, but I think you've pretty much covered everything there for us already. As far as doing that, is there anything else you'd want to add to that, or I think you covered things pretty well.
Yeah, look, I feel like I'm quite lucky where I am, where I've got a fairly good balance, and it's always a battle to keep the balance. You know, you have to actively work at it. I feel like if you don't, you're just going to tip right over, and that's when your problems are going to start kicking back in. So I feel like even when you're at a good place, you know, don't drop the ball. Keep your routine. Keep on top of what you're doing. Looking ahead, you know, weeks in advance, and making sure that you have that golf game booked in with your friends that you really want to do, or those outings with your family. And you know, or I'm at nights, you know, I might jump on the calendar, and while my wife's cooking dinner, I might go, hey, you know, would you like to do this? We've got a weekend free. And being able to sort of, you know, work to design the life that you want, it is so crucial. And it doesn't have to be anything big and snazzy, but, you know, it's just so many little things. Another thing, actually, I didn't mention is being a physiotherapist, I feel like, you know, having, you know, your own allied health team to use. So whether it's getting remedial massages on a monthly or regular basis, and it might not just be working on your body, but also that just downtime to sort of meditate, relax, and recharge while someone's working on you, or whether it would be going to, say, like there's a place called City Cave, and they've got like infrared saunas, and they've got what are they called? The float tanks, that's the one. And actually going to those, and I went with my wife, well, it would have been 4 or 5 months ago. We got a infrared sauna, a float tank, and a massage, and it was close to 3 hours and fairly good price. And just having the kids off with the grandparents, and we ducked off for a few hours and got to sit and talk in the sauna, and then, you know, quiet time in the float tank, and then going to the massage and little things like that. There's like Soak Bathhouse and Mermaid Waters. There's all different places where I feel like those sort of wellness centers are really important as well. If you've got the time to pop that in, and doing that with your significant other, I think that there's great benefits there for your sort of physical, mental, and relationship, I guess, health. So they're things that I'm implemented, and it's working quite well. I'm not sure what else I could add in there, Kingsley, but I'm always looking to, I guess, refine what I'm doing. And currently I feel like what I'm doing is working, but certainly, as I mentioned before, it's actively monitoring that and making sure that, am I happy with the, am I going out too much socially, or am I spending, you know, too much time with friends and not family, or is it the other way around? I haven't checked in with my friends and it's too much with family, and I need to make sure I stay connected with them, and always, you know, doing that temperature test, I guess, on, you know, is, am I doing enough or too much of things, and monitoring that, and that keeps doing an even keel.
Yeah. Self-awareness. It's a big, big thing actually.
Awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. We often miss that. And it's interesting you brought that up, and I'm glad you did, because that's one of the ways I think a lot of people do miss it. They're not self-aware of those things around them and what's going on. And then things seem to catch up on them, and they're feeling a bit down, or they're not feel like they've got clarity or whatever, because they're not self-aware of those certain things of where they're going and what they're doing. And getting into not being intentional about what we're doing, which obviously you are from what you've said. You're very intentional about everything you do, is another major thing. Jordan, you've just dropped so many amazing, amazing nuggets today. It's been incredible. I really, really appreciate it. Anyone listening to this or watching this is definitely going to walk away with so many things to, A, to do, B, to think about, and C, to implement in their life, and work out what can I do to be better and go further in my life to create their ultimate tomorrow, whatever that might be for them. I just want to say thank you very much for joining us. What's the best way people can find you? Is it good for them to follow you on a social platform, is follow your business? What's the best thing there?
Yeah. Look, I think LinkedIn is just so powerful. Really, really like LinkedIn. It's a great way to connect professionally and follow and seeing what others are doing professionally in their own space. So if they look up Gen Physio, if they want to follow our page and see what we're up to on LinkedIn, or my name, Jordan Gorder, just typing that into LinkedIn, that would be probably the best avenue to follow us. You can follow our business, Gen Physio, on Instagram, get to see some cool updates on videos, on little thing, you know, tips and tricks on what our clinicians advise our clients to help improve their health and lifestyle. So you can be able to follow us on Gen Physio. But yeah, I'd say the LinkedIn and Gen Physio are two biggest platforms. And obviously, if you're wanting to, interested in our services, or you've got somebody that might need a home visit allied health professional, then head to genphysio.com.au and check us out online.
Awesome. No, thank you. And I must say, I love watching you guys on LinkedIn. what you do. You get a good feel for your whole company just following what you do on LinkedIn. We'll be putting the links to all of these in the show notes as well when they come up, so people will just be able to jump on there and connect on there. But Jordan, just thank you so much. A lot of great nuggets there. I'm inspired to, you know, myself go, okay, what can I look at? What can I improve? What can I do better as well? So I really appreciate your time today, Jordan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's all about those golden nuggets, and I hope our listeners or viewers could take a few home and implement in their own lives. And you know, always about helping people. So hopefully this could help others, help improve their lives and their day-to-day and create that ultimate tomorrow for themselves.